عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته، مرحبا بكم حفظكم الله تعالى. My sister advised you what I advise those brothers and sisters since many years ago. In such matters, take it from my long experience in the field. In such matter regarding, like they say, materials at first, I advise you to return to the official authority in your place, even though they are not selected, but they remain as a Muslim or they are still Muslims. That is better, more safe, and normally they are more qualified in this such matter. It doesn't matter the masjid beside you provide for you such service or no. You understand? Because normally these kind of authorities, when they have the permissions and kind of authorities from the government, Ibn al-Kufar, they can provide for you kind of official papers. They can, you understand, they can put you in the straight path, and they still Muslim, so get benefit from yourself anyway. You are not dealing with them in anything connected with your manhaj, with your i'tiqad, whatever. No, it's a material affair, 100%. No problem. And for this Salafi masjid to tell you to go with those people is better for them to involve in things that is not in their job. And in the end, they could cause for you damage. Damage in terms of what? I saw a lot of cases for a lot of brothers and sisters where they came from the West. They come to Yemen, they come to other places, but they didn't have official papers. Or they come to Malaysia, for example, before. They don't have an official papers from the Muslim authorities in the place, like the Muslim organization or whatever. They don't have, then after that they face a lot of problems. Because their papers cannot be recognized, not by the embassy in this country or by the authorities in the other country where they immigrate or where they live in it, in the Muslim land. Then they face a lot of problems regarding them having a new child, regarding etc. Because they can't recognize their marriage, they can't recognize, because they don't have an official papers. You understand? So it's a, and why is that? It's because kind of narrow-minded people. They ask, don't go with them, they will be do it for you. But you don't have the authority and you are not, they don't have permission to do such papers. It needs kind of legalizations from the authorities. So you will be forced to involve in the system by from this side to make your life more easy and without contradiction with your religion. So I advise you clearly to go to the Muslim authorities in your place, Muslim organization, whatever, doesn't matter how far they are from the Salafi, the main thing, they're still Muslims. Go and get your right and your benefit from that side. But don't mix with them in terms of your i'tiqad, in terms of your manhaj, in terms of your durus. It's a different issue. It's like, for example, some Muslim, he go and he building a house for a kafir, for example, or the opposite. Doesn't have any connection. He's not helping him in his kufr. He's just a house builder, for example. So don't mix in between things that shouldn't be mixed. And don't separate between things that should be mixed. It's how you should be just. And without you following such steps, you will damage yourself. And you're going to make it hard on yourself without a reason, or without a reasonable reason.